Idaho's oldest and tallest sequoia moved over the weekend. While the evergreen only went a short distance, the process of moving an 800,000-pound tree is no small feat. Matt Gillum followed the tree's progress.
Two huge excavators call out as they slowly start pulling the big tree out of its spot by St. Luke's Hospital late Saturday night. With Fort Street shut down, a crowd assembles to watch the 100-foot-tall tree make its journey of about 1,200 feet down the road. Standing with the crowd and documenting the journey is Anita Cassay, St. Luke's Public Relations Manager.
So right now we're watching them move these giant inflation bags from the back to the front, and then the tree is literally inching forward as it's being pulled by these ginormous excavators. It's pretty fascinating to watch. I mean, this is 800,000 pounds, and they're just inching it along the street.
While the physical process of preparing the sequoia to be moved started in September, the planning has taken around 18 months. Still, it all has to come together when the rubber, or in this case, the airbags, meet the road. After all, says spectator Pamela Lemley, this tree is a Boise icon.
I mean, I put it up there with the train station. I mean, it's been around forever. We all know it. It's a landmark, for sure.
As the night wears on and the tree is firmly planted in the middle of Fort Street, the crowd thins out. The crew leaves the tree in the middle of the road as they go and make final preparations at the sequoia's new home about two blocks away. By a little after 10 Sunday morning, the tree is almost in position. A slight miscalculation forced the crew moving the tree to do a bit of last-minute digging, says David Cox, a forester working on the relocation.
We measured the tree and measured the pipe, and we forgot to measure our airbags and the valves that stick out, so we ended up being about 2.5 feet too narrow in our hole. That's why we had to stop and open our hole up a little wider. So that was, you know, an unforeseen circumstance. Other than that, I mean, it was beautiful.
With midday approaching, the tree gets pushed into its final position and the big airbags underneath it are deflated. Among the spectators watching the tree lower into the new hole is Mary Grandjean. Her grandfather received the evergreen from famous naturalist and Sierra Club founder John Muir.
I think what is amazing is that it has lived for as long as it has, and that it's been so happy here. My family and I are hoping that it will be enjoyed by the city for centuries to come.
At 95%, the odds of the tree surviving the move and providing shade to future generations are good. 5 years of follow-ups and aftercare are planned to make sure the giant sequoia settles into its new location comfortably.
For KBSX News, that was Matt Gillum.